Karl Popper has rightly pointed out that the future, the form of self-organization we agree to, is up to us. And even with totalitarianism's ugly head rearing itself around him as he wrote, he still believed in the capacity of the existing institutions to rise to the occasion and wrestle with it. He wrote in his Chapter 7, The Principle of Leadership in the Open Society and Its Enemies, The Spell of Plato, quote, "Even the most powerful tyrant depends upon his secret police, his henchmen, and his hangmen. This dependence means that his power, great as it may be, is not unchecked, and that he has to make concessions, playing one group off against another. It means that there are other political forces, other powers besides his own, and that he can exert his rule only by utilizing and pacifying them. This shows that even the extreme cases of sovereignty are never cases of pure sovereignty," unquote, from The Open Society, page 122. And he uses sovereignty the way we would today use rule. So we're going to have to, again, get clear on our definitions as we move forward. And it could be he's right, that there's no difference. But we have to talk about it. And while I commented on the page, Karl Popper on Authentic Education for Youth, that it's only from the perspective of the whole that the truth can be known, a point which Popper has made himself in another context. The whole being a global system that cannot be reined in by individual nation-state actors. This doesn't on its face negate what Popper is saying. It merely broadens its applicability, its effects to the world scene. Recalling Terence Hopkins' point that sovereignties compete on the global stage. But it does pose, I think, a challenge to Popper's broad sense of cautious optimism, if not flat out contradicting it. That is, if we admit the determination implied in power becoming global into the conversation, i.e. power becoming functionally totalitarian because it's global, because its aim, no matter its impossibility, the effect of its unfelt imaginations, to use Shakespeare's language, of its steady forward thrust, is that it does, at least in tendency, until we mount a global challenge, it does eliminate all opposition, options, or challenges to its rule, i.e., setting the tendency made by its global ambition to wipe out even the thought of any challenge to it has been entirely successful. They've been successful in setting the tendency. And as we're going to continue to talk about, setting the tendency is all you need to do. It is like that game of bowls, that medieval game of bowls, medieval Europe, where you set the lead and it determines how the world rolls. So we have to confront that weight. And we must never forget Aldous's point that between national or supranational tyrannies, there's little to choose. Our only course is to end rule. And the quotes I've put around rule are to indicate the degree to which it has been insinuated, incorporated in us. In us, we class-bound humans.